Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I appreciate that some of you have ideas about how the NBA can fix its problem. I'm using air quotations. It's not a problem. It's the way it happens in a free agency market, in a capitalist marketplace. This is what happens. There are no rules being broken here. And because the NBA in its collective bargaining agreement has all of these exceptions where money can be paid to certain guys over and above the salary cap because of their tenure, because of how long they played in one place, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's very complicated. But there are loopholes in the salary cap everywhere. Teams can actually go over the salary cap as long as they're willing to pay the luxury taxes. And the Warriors have no problem paying some luxury taxes. The Oklahoma City Thunder will be paying a ton of luxury taxes, especially if they keep Carmelo Anthony and don't offload his contract. Yes, you. But they're willing to do it if that means they can win. So because there are all these different loopholes and exceptions to the salary cap and in NBA contracts, well, then this is what you get. You get really creative general managers who find ways to extend contracts at veteran minimum, or you've got players like a Kevin Durant who's willing to take less money now for a bigger payday later because it means his team will get better by having more room and more money, more flexibility to bring in other guys.
But it's not enough for me.
That's why you're not an NBA GM. Bob Myers gets a lot of credit because he's been extremely creative, and so does Kevin Durant. I mean, these guys want to keep this core together, and so they're doing whatever it takes. Oh, shoot. Is that like a slap in the face of Cleveland fans? Wasn't hashtag whatever it takes one that they were using during the NBA postseason? Maybe the full NBA season. I don't remember exactly when it started. Except that it is the Warriors that are willing to do whatever it takes to remain on top. And let's be honest, it was one of my running songs for my half marathon in April, by the way. Imagine Dragons, I added it to my half jams playlist, exactly 50 songs. So if I put a different song on the playlist for the next half marathon, a couple of songs or at least one song has to come out.
We may need that for the social media. I feel like that playlist would be a huge hit.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
It would get a peek inside Amy Lawrence's soul, my running soul, I think. I make Isaac laugh more than anybody else out there, which is good. So whatever it takes is what the Warriors are doing. And Steph Curry's the only one of them that's 30. For heaven's sakes, he's the oldest of that core. Five All-Stars, potentially, as long as Boogie Cousins is healthy or whenever he gets healthy. Five All-Stars, and Curry is the only one who's 30.
Curry!
Think about that. If they stay where they are, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Steph, Draymond, KD, if they stay, I already said KD. I said Kevin Durant and then said KD like they're two different people. If they decide they want to stick and they want to continue to make this work and they stay healthy, they are the gold standard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I think sometime in the next hour, we're going to spend some time in Seattle. We're going to talk a little bit about the Mariners, who were off on Monday night, but have won seven consecutive games and now have 54 wins. So as we approach the All-Star break, this team is a contender again. I just want to see Felix Hernandez in the playoffs. Is that too much for a girl to ask? They're only a half game behind the Houston Astros in the AL West, which is impressive. So we'll talk a little Seattle, Mariners baseball and also Cam Chancellor retiring, but not quite yet. We'll get the DL on the reaction in Seattle to Chancellor's tweets about his neck injury that is not healing. In the meantime, you're sending me a ton of GIFs. I love it, on both Twitter and Facebook. How do you feel about the NBA right now? Love to see your GIFs. I've gotten all kinds of famous people. Jim Carrey has made an appearance on my social media. So A-Law Radio, or if you want to see the GIFs that producer Chris has come up with, this is way up his alley. You can check those out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also our Facebook page, always available for you. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, and it's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too, you can get it all at geico.com. Let's talk to, is it Diedrich in Dallas? Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Amy?
Good.
No, by the way, love your show. You're in a position where I aspire to be one day, sports talk radio.
Awesome.
But, okay, so number one about LeBron. Everybody cries and says, oh, LeBron started this super team stuff. No, he didn't. He wanted to beat Boston, who had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. If that's not a super team, you don't know basketball. Number two, he went to Miami to beat that team. Kevin Durant essentially went to Boston, but, you know, in time he went to the Warriors. That's two completely different things. And in LeBron's case, he was playing for a team that didn't respect him. Literally, at four seasons into the league, now keep in mind he got to the league when he was 18. Four seasons into the league, he leads your team to the finals, and this is Cleveland we're talking about. And you just don't respect him, so you pretty much forced him out in 2010. So everybody loves to get on him like he started, which he didn't. As far as the Warriors go, I don't blame them. Three of your five All-Stars you drafted, Boogie Cousins didn't have a choice. Nobody was going to sign him. So what do you want him to do? Like, he had to make a man decision and say, all right, whatever, I'll sign. Put $5 million in his pocket, sit out half the season, probably most likely get a ring because who's going to beat the Warriors, and then sign the max next year. It's easy money. It's a completely perfect storm for Golden State and Boogie. So everybody's all upset. We're just going to have to live through it. I'm a Mavericks fan. This is hurting me to the core because we can win 50 games next year and not make the playoffs.
Do you actually think your team can win 50 games next year?
No, I don't, but I'm just saying.
just wondered.
No, we're not probably going to get even close to 50. But even if, like, this doesn't – we're just going to have to live through it. We had to live through the Cowboys in the 90s. We, you know, I have to live through the Eagles winning a Super Bowl as a diehard Cowboys fan. It's just something you have to deal with in sports. And at the end of the day, like I said, the Warriors drafted three of the five superstars. Kudos to them. I mean, they played it completely well, and you can't blame them for that.
No, I mean, whether I like it or I don't like it, I mean, it's just, it's life. This is the rules. This is the way the NBA has set it up, and I appreciate that these guys are willing to be creative and are willing to operate within the system to keep the core together. I mean, they're taking turns making sure the next guy gets paid. What's not to like about that? I mean, these guys are a team. They have great chemistry, and they're about the guy on their left and the guy on their right. I mean, that's what we love about sports, is it not? So I don't know how people can be ticked about it. People are just jealous. That's the issue.
Exactly. Because Lord knows, if a super team came to Dallas, you couldn't tell me anything.
I mean, DeAndre Jordan's a good start.
Oh, stop it. He completely did us wrong in 2015. And I'm, to be honest, I don't even know if I'm over that.
Oh, you're not going to forgive him?
I mean, at the end of the day, he handled it like a child. I guess it's cool. You know, I guess Boogie wasn't really the best option for us because it's Achilles, but I mean, it's not like we're going to make any big splashes here. You know, we're going to have to wait pretty much like everybody's going to have to wait until the Warriors are disbanded to compete for a championship. So, you know, it is what it is, but I'll be rooting for him, but we'll see.
All right. I like that mature attitude of yours, Diedrich. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in Dallas and for listening. Joel Embiid, by the way, is one of my favorite follows on Twitter. Right after Boogie Cousins announced and the news broke that he would be signing a 1-year deal with the Golden State Warriors. I think this is intended for LeBron. I'm guessing here because he doesn't identify it, but I feel like this was the point of his tweet. He tweets out, "There's still time to change your mind, LOL." So to me, that feels like, hey, LeBron, you could come to Philadelphia. There's still time to change your mind. Get out of the West. Come back to the East, because we will be far more competitive in Philly than you will be against the Warriors in L.A.
Goodbye, King James.
He's a hoot. Anyway, he was tweeting a GIF earlier. Will you go to Joel Embiid's Twitter page, please, and retweet the GIF that he put out there after hearing the news about Boogie Cousins. So he was playing our game. It's actually not where I got the idea, but I'm glad that a superstar in the league is playing along. Let's squeeze in another call here. Kyle is in Atlanta. Kyle, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing today? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I have no problem going to State, you know, drafting Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. But I believe the NBA should have a system where every player is, you know, graded on a tier of how good they are. For instance, KD is a top two player, so he'd be one tier. LeBron James is one tier. And Steph Curry's in one tier. I believe if you have two top one tier players on your team, you should be able to draft. I mean, maybe sign another a third top tier player. And Cousins, he's a one tier as far as center. He's the best center in the league. So basically, you got three top one tier players on one team. Then you got Klay Thompson, maybe you want to have, you know, tier. Then you got Draymond Green, who's clearly, you know, the less talented out of everybody, but he's a top tier two player. So the league should have a system where you only able to have a certain amount of top tier one players on one team will make it easier and more competitive in my eyes.
So you're saying the league should cap the number of all-stars or elite players, as you're saying, rate them. Now, can players move from tier one to tier two if they get better? Or get worse. Tier two to tier one. So who provides the ratings for the elite players? Who says you're a tier one, you're a tier two?
I guess you're based on impact and stats and what you bring to the team. I guess the commissioners could do it, or somebody outsource or somebody could do it. But have a Cousins on Warriors, there's really no competition in the West anymore because Cousins is a great player. And the Golden State is already packed and ready, so it kind of makes the NBA once again boring. But they have a tier or a cap, or how you also have the team, it'd be less competitive. I'd be more competitive. Now the West is basically back to Golden State, and I'm tired of seeing Golden State in the finals.
I like it. I feel, though, that the commissioner would go from being popular to really unpopular when he decided this player or that player was tier one versus tier two or tier three, and that therefore, you know, that guy wasn't allowed to play with two other tier one players. I understand what you're saying, like the idea of making the league more equitable by rating players. And it's almost like when you pick an all-star team, you have to have two of this guy, two of that guy, you know, two forwards, two guards, two blah, 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 whatever. Only you're doing it by skill level. It's subjective, though, because someone has to rate them, and that someone would have far too much power.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but now the NBA is less competitive, and no one's going
to
watch it.
Also, it's a communist socialist system that you're describing, Kyle.
I understand, but something hasn't happened, and I mean, because it's not fair.
Yeah, here's what has to happen. Someone has to beat the Warriors. Get smart. Get Boogie Cousins and offer him a deal before the Warriors do.
I guess you got a point, but something has to happen. You know, back in the day when they stopped the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers, why can't do something like that now?
Well, that was because the NBA at the time was running the were they even the Pelicans? They were the Hornets then, right? That was because the NBA, they had no ownership in New Orleans, so the NBA was running that franchise. They weren't doing it like, they weren't stepping in and saying, no, team, you can't do that. The NBA was actually running the team. They were, at the time, they were the pseudo-owners of the team.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you're right. But something had to happen, and I think having tears or rating on a player would make it much easier. That's just my input, but thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks so much, Kyle. I appreciate the creativity. 855-212-4227. It's our hashtag Twizzler Tuesday question. How do you feel? Emote yourself. How do you feel about the NBA as it's currently constituted? I'm going to get to some of your tweets, but I mostly like the GIFs that you're sharing. And I know Chris has come up with a whole GIF thread about how he feels with this latest NBA move that kind of usurps and upstages what LeBron James and Magic Johnson just did together.
People have feelings.
People do have feelings. You know what, Kyle? You know what Klay Thompson said before the NBA Finals? The rest of the NBA needs to get better. It's not our fault. I mean, he makes a good point. Why is it their fault? Why should the Warriors be punished for being creative and caring about keeping this core together and being willing to take less money and doing whatever is necessary to win? Why should the Warriors be punished for that? We don't punish people for excellence. We reward it. That's what America is supposed to be about. So I think it's just a lot of sour grapes myself. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
We have full phone lines. I just told the guys, I didn't expect this would be now into our second hour. This would be a full show, but I'm glad that you have stuff that you want to get off your chest and that we are here for you. Hey, did you know Giannis is officially the cover athlete for NBA 2K19? It's not LeBron James. It's not Kevin Durant. It's not a member of the Golden State Warriors. It's not a member of the process in Philadelphia or Kyrie Irving, who, of course, was injured most of last season. It's not Anthony Davis. It's Giannis. How about that? So now the Greek Freak is a cover model. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Some of your gifts are cracking me up. I love it. Nick says on Twitter, Wizards fan here, this is nauseating. Can't even get Mike Scott to re-sign. A GM and owner have zero interest in improving the team, and yet the rich get richer. Well, at least he doesn't blame the Warriors for doing something wrong or ruining the NBA. I mean, that's the point. If you want to keep up, then make your moves. Everybody had a shot to sign Boogie Cousins. He's a free agent. Everybody knows that he's a free agent. This wasn't a big surprise. The surprise is that the Warriors took the opportunity where nobody else did. It's smart. 855-212-4227. Let's go back to our phones here. Dan is listening in North Carolina. Dan, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, it sounds good, but in the next couple of years it will change. I like either the 76ers or Celtics. I like the rivalry, and one of them should, you know, make it into the finals. And
but you're narrowing it down to just two in the East?
Well, I grew up because I like the Sixers, the Celtics, the rivalry.
Okay.
So I like either one to go, and maybe the Lakers in the next couple of years to go, at least someone other than Golden State, because I like the college game better, you know, than the pros. So we need something to make the pros more interesting.
Okay, so for you right now, the only thing that's really interesting is that rivalry in the Northeast.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, you never know. It could be the year for one of those teams to come out of the East. It certainly does help that LeBron James is gone to the West. Also, it kind of dawned on me on Monday, maybe the Toronto Raptors are all of a sudden throwing a party because their nemesis, LeBron James, is gone. I mean, they have a team that won 59 games last year. And while I don't think they're a championship contender, fact is the last 3 years they've run into LeBron and the Cavaliers. So now that's out of the way and off the table at least.
Good point. Yeah.
All right, Dan, thanks for listening to North Carolina.
Happy 4th. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Jason is in Florida. Jason, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. I hope you're well, and
thank
I really
you.
Enjoy the show.
Cool.
I'm listening to all this chatter about the Warriors and grading players so they don't end up on the same team and all this stuff, and I'm kind of shaking my head because, in my opinion, it really boils down to basically just a couple of things. Number one, and you mentioned it right before the break, you've got all these players who are willing to renegotiate contracts, defer money, take less pay to make sure that they get that next all-star on the team and build what is essentially an Olympic dream team and an NBA franchise. And you've obviously got a good organization who knows how to evaluate good talent and also to make sure that the chemistry is there to make it a good overall team.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just don't understand where that's a bad thing.
Well, it's mostly jealousy, Jason.
and you're right. And, you know, I can't stand the Warriors, and it irritates me seeing them in the finals every year, too. But I think if there's going to be a way to change it, I think really the only way would be a true salary cap, like in the NFL, and do away with the luxury tax. And because I think that's why there's as much parity in the NFL as there is, and with the exception of, like, the Patriots, why you don't see the same team in the conference finals or Super Bowl every year is because you have to deal under those salary cap restrictions. And I think if they do away with the luxury tax, I think there's a possibility we might see a little bit more parity and won't see, you know, quite as much domination from one conference and one team. But
that is a great point. If you want to make it truly a league in which the worst can become first in the course of one season, then the hard salary cap is the way to do it.
Yes, ma'am. I enjoy the show, and I appreciate you very much taking
Thanks.
My call.
Thanks, Jason. Good to talk to you. I don't know that the NBA is going to move that way because they like having these teams with multiple superstars. They become huge draws for fans and for ratings. I don't know if you all remember, last year, more than half of the Warriors' regular season games were on national TV, not local TV. They were all on local TV. More than half of their 82 regular season games were on national TV. And all of their playoff games, obviously. And so the NBA knows where its bread is buttered. It's a golden yellow butter. I mean, they like the fact that people tune in to watch superstars. The Warriors have been a huge boon for the NBA's bottom line. And so they're not upset about it. And of course, having LeBron in Los Angeles at one of its heritage franchises is also a nice perk of the league. So I don't think you have anybody who's really upset about it. Though, of course, if you want the playoffs to be competitive, well, then maybe you change the playoff format. Maybe you go 1 through 16. That's how teams are seeded in the postseason. So it's not about their divisions. It's not about the conferences. It's about top 16 teams. And just like we had our very first 16 beat a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament, we would all root for the 16 to beat the 1 in the NBA. That's fun. I like that idea. Maybe shake it up that way.
Although, you shake it off.
Would Adam Silver do it? Because LeBron's not in favor of it, just for the record. All right, love your gifts. I now have a little kid curling up in fetal position, rolling over and crying to indicate what the rest of the NBA is doing right now. Hi, Riley. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too, some of the GIFs are extremely creative. I'm not kidding, Chris. If you want to go to our Facebook page and count the number of GIFs that have been posted, including the number by this guy named Mike, who has sent us maybe a dozen WWE GIFs, many of them featuring The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, who is one of my favorites. So you can check those out on our Facebook page, too. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Still to come on this edition of After Hours, the best, the absolute best happy ending that you will hear all month long. I guarantee it. It's a miracle. Which, who doesn't eat a few of those every now and then? This is an incredible miracle. And so I have to share it. It's about a soccer team. So we'll get to that, I promise, on this edition of After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, we're in the midst of GIF hell. No, just kidding. It's GIF heaven. Our Twizzler Tuesday question, we're asking you to send your GIFs that express accurately and aptly how you feel about the NBA right now. How do you feel? It's like you're in therapy. How do you feel about that? It's not just the facts. It's not just the stories. It's not just the when, where, why, who, how much. It's how do you feel? Express yourself. Or these days in 2018, it's really about emoting. We're emoting with our GIFs. Although Mike on our Facebook page has gone nutso. There have to be now like 15 to 20 GIFs on our Facebook page. He's hogging it up, but some of them are highly entertaining. So check them out. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. And then also on our Twitter page, After Hours CBS. Plus you can send them directly to me, A-Law Radio. Paul says on Facebook, sounds great. Every team should try to build a super team. Isn't that how sports work? Ah, but I'm biased, being that I'm a native San Franciscan. No, not biased. That is how sports works. You're supposed to put together the best team that you possibly can. And the whole idea behind competition and an open marketplace is that you have the same set of rules as every other team does. You have the same opportunities as every other team does. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson were not overall number one draft picks. There were other teams that drafted before they were selected. Kevin Durant talked to a bunch of different teams when he was in the Hamptons. They all had the opportunity to give him their best pitch. In the end, he chose the Golden State Warriors. He chose. Boogie Cousins got no other offers. How many other NBA teams out there have $5 million to spend on an all-star center? Oh, hey. I think a few. And yet he didn't get any offers, according to Marcus Spears of The Undefeated. I mean, how is that the Warriors' fault? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I like this one from Larry. It's so positive and optimistic in a cesspool of negativity. I'm happy for Boogie after watching him as a king for years. Tom says on Facebook, the NBA just jumped the shark. Well, that's true, too. It's like something you wouldn't even believe in the movies. If a script was put out there and someone said, hey, let's go see this movie. What's it about? What? That's not even realistic. Come on. I mean, Jurassic Park's more realistic.
That's a flat out disgusting lie.
I can't even get to all the Facebook posts because Mike has put so many GIFs on our Facebook page. There was another one that I wanted to read you from. I think it was Tanisha, but I have to wade through the GIFs. There's so many crying GIFs on our Facebook page. Also, if you swear on our Facebook page, you get blocked. So, you know, keep that in mind. I'll give you 2 seconds to delete it. Tanisha says, I like it. I like the movement. Every offseason is exciting. You never know how the dominoes will fall. Now, see, there's some optimism. You never know how the dominoes will drop. Good for you, Tanisha. Now, see, I feed off of this optimism, this positivity, this going against the grain, swimming upstream like the salmon. 855-212-4227. That's how you can reach us inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. I have to write a couple CBS Sports minutes. Thinking it's the safe bet that Boogie, not Booger, but Boogie might be mentioned more than once. Let's talk to David, who's in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. Sorry. I just realized I was on the air. I would like to know your opinion about John Tavares coming to Toronto, which is great for the, I believe, for the NHL, because, you know, I see LeBron James going to, you know, to Miami, then back to Cleveland, then now to the Lakers. So I'd like to know if you think, you know, more NHL players would do things like that.
Do you think, like, what, go to their hometown?
Either go to their hometown or, you know, maybe take a contract for maybe 2 to 3 years and then go somewhere else, try to win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit different in the NHL just by the nature of the game. It's harder to put together a super team because of the lines, because there's so many different players who can be impact players. And just by the fact that sometimes games are 0-0, you can dominate a game and you can still not score. And maybe it goes into a shootout. And so the NHL is just a completely different animal. But we saw the Chicago Blackhawks had as pretty much as close to a super team as you possibly could for a few years there. And they made all those Western Conference finals and obviously got to the Stanley Cup final, won, three cups or over that stretch. So they had some pretty incredible superstars that they locked up for 7-year deals. I don't see that the NBA pattern becoming the norm in the NHL. But as for the John Tavares deal, I love that it's a dream come true. I love that it's a once in a lifetime thing for him. Just happened that he's a free agent when the Maple Leafs not only need a guy of his caliber to replace a couple of the free agents they lost, but they've also got young guys like Marner and Matthews. And here's the prototype, you know, a number one overall draft pick who can not just bring the talent, but understands what it means to be a Maple Leaf in Toronto, in that city. So, yeah, I think it's awesome. And I'm so happy for him.
All right. Thank you very much, Angel. Have a great night.
Thanks, David. Carlos is listening in Texas. Carlos, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Amy, the only comment I would have is the one that you made that was clear, and that's how I think it should be looked at, is that you had guys on the Golden State Warriors who were willing to take less to win. But when, let's say, Chris Paul, LeBron James, they go and they max out, not leaving room to make other improvements. They just simply go there, not saying that they're being selfish because you never know how long this thing is going to last, but they went there, just like LeBron, he went there and he maxed out 3 years and an option. So in that option year, he gets to pick someplace else, leaving management, not really tied, but with only so much room to wiggle to build a contender. With Golden State, they need it. I mean, with L.A., they needed more room to maybe bring in a couple more veteran pieces along with those young guys. But they're hands are tied because he comes there and he takes up $40 million of your salary each year he's there, as opposed to trying to build a team with management. So I think that thing is overlooked a lot, that the unselfishness of the Golden State Warriors, which allows them to be the so-called super team.
Yeah, I mean, the whole moniker of they're buying a team does not apply to them because they're not even paying more luxury tax than every other team in the NBA. And because of what Durant has done and because of what Steph Curry did before that in taking less money than they were eligible for so that other guys on the team could get their deals too. And it, you know, it comes around. What goes around comes around. They're each taking turns and getting the money that they deserve. And honestly, I like the perspective because how much money do you actually need, right? I mean, I understand that there's a difference between, say, 30 and 40 million. But if you continue to win and you continue to play at a high level, you're going to get that money down the road. But I like the fact that they aren't all about me, 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 me.
Yeah, and Cousins, I'm from Texas, so I'm a Mavericks fan, and we just signed DeAndre Jordan. I mean, offensively, I think a hurt Boogie Cousins is going to get you more than he'll ever get you. But as fans, we all sit around, and like you said, there's a jealousy involved when you look at the money. I look at totally different. I look at billionaire owners
who can afford to pay a luxury tax. They kind of put that on us so that at the bottom we're all arguing about a luxury tax. It's like, come on, really? If you build a great team, everyone follows. I bet if Golden State were over that cap, paying a luxury tax, no one even talks about it because they are winning. They're making good choices.
Yes, Carlos, we lost you there, but thank you so much for your phone call from the Lone Star State. And I kind of feel like if you have a gold standard like the Patriots, like the Golden State Warriors currently, if you have a team that has set the bar really high, UConn women's basketball, it forces everyone else to get better. It's a capitalist marketplace, right? This is it's one of those deals where anything goes. As long as you're within the rules, all of these teams have the opportunity to improve their own franchises, their own rosters, to get better, to get more competitive. And they have to keep up with the team that right now is playing at the highest level and right now has set the standard. The Patriots have been forcing the rest of the NFL to do this for almost 20 years now. And here are the Golden State Warriors doing the same thing. And I always mention this. People complain, you know, women's basketball, UConn's not good for women's basketball, but it absolutely is, because now we've had other programs, other schools around the country who have determined they have to get better, better coaches, better recruits, more money put into their program, you know, better facilities. All of that has resulted in a more competitive marketplace. And the last 2 years, the UConn Huskies have lost in the Final Four. They haven't been the national champ. So who's to say in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, we're having this conversation about the Warriors? Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's next summer. We realize that out of all of this dominance from Golden State and all the talk about Golden State, another team quietly figured out a way to put together its own core of players to rival what the Warriors have captured, that lightning in a bottle. All right, coming up, we're going to spend some time in Seattle and talk Mariners baseball. What? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.